Hello.
Hello, good evening. This is Patrick from Opinion Research. We are conducting a quick survey. If you have time, I will appreciate your participation. It's about these coming elections.
Yes.
Okay. Are you registered to vote? Excuse me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else? Excuse me.
I'm independent.
Independent. Huh? Okay. Thank you so
much. I'm independent. But I can vote for Democrat.
Okay. We can select register as Democrat or register as something for something else.
I'm always for Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in this November general election for president?
Yes.
Senate, Congress, and the offices. Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
I'm going to vote even if I'm in bed.
Okay. Thank you so much. So let me select here. Okay. And may I know your age, excuse me?
Yeah, my age?
Yes, please.
I'm 79.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. And let me ask you, in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself? Excuse me.
A jury trial. I am. I'm a black.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that information.
Yeah.
Okay. So next question. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed to in the right direction or the wrong direction?
It's in the wrong direction because people cannot afford to pay house. The rent is so bad. Everything in Florida is bad. We need a change.
Okay, I understand. So we can select the wrong direction, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about election for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I will never vote for Republican because too much chaos. They lie too much.
Okay.
We can know what they stand for.
Okay. So we can select lean Republican or definitely Republican.
No. I'm a Democrat. I'm for freedom.
Okay. So it would be lean Democratic or definitely Democratic?
Democratic, definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. So now I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organization. You may have heard of, as I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. There are four options. So I will provide you the name of the people and organizations, and you please let me know if you feel very favorable or not. So the first one, organizations that appears here, is MAGA Republicans. How do you feel about MAGA Republicans? Very favorable? Okay.
Bad.
Okay. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay.
Very bad. They are too bad.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. Next one. How do you feel about Ron DeSantis?
But he turned his country, he turned Florida like a dictator.
If you don't know him, it's okay. You can let me know. But
know
yeah,
him.
Okay.
I know he's not good for Florida.
Okay. So do you feel somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or how do you feel about him?
Laughable. No, he's not.
Okay, excuse me, can you repeat your answer? I couldn't hear you well.
What you said?
Yes, can you repeat your answer? I couldn't hear you well. How do you feel about Ron DeSantis?
He's not terrible for nothing. 16 points for Clinton. That's astounding. He's not good for nothing.
Thank you. Okay, so we can select very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable.
Very, very inconsistent.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, next one, Darren Soto. Do you know him?
I know him in person.
Okay, and how do you feel about him, excuse me?
He takes care of people, he understands people, he listens to people, he's a constituent. I meet him, I always, if I have problem, I go to his office.
Okay. I understand. Okay, so in order to select here, how do you feel about him? We can select somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or somewhat favorable, or very favorable.
Very favorable.
Okay, very favorable. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that information. The next organization that appears here is Democrats in Congress. How do you feel about them?
They are good, because
okay.
If we had something now, it's because a Democrat was in the beginning can vote a pass some bill, because Republican oppose everything for people, for poor people, low class people. They're not in favor people. They work for themselves. They reach themselves. They don't care for us.
I understand. Okay, so, well, in order to select here, which option would you select? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
So, what question?
About the Democrats in Congress. How do you feel about them?
Very, very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. Thank you so much. And how do you feel about Thomas Chalifax?
Thomas?
Yes, Thomas Chalifax.
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Next one is Donald Trump. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Crazy. It's crazy.
Okay, we can select very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable.
And there are still a few voters that prioritize Trump as a front runner on economy.
Not favorable.
Okay. So we can select very unfavorable.
What?
We can select very unfavorable. Do you feel very unfavorable with him? Okay.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden?
Yes, Joe Biden.
Is somebody God sent to people? God sent the Biden to people.
Okay.
Because everybody is beneficial, not only Democrats, all of us beneficial his work.
I understand. Okay, so do you feel very favorable with Joe Biden, right?
Yes.
Okay, I will put it here in my notes. Thank you so much for sharing that information. The next one is the Project 2025. Are you familiar with this project?
No.
No problem.
Who, Oh, the poor had 2025.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I'm very I heard
okay.
This. I read that.
In, okay, and it, how do you feel about the project?
This project is going to turn America like a communist dictator. People, we're going to lose our freedom. We're going to lack, we can do nothing, we can decide nothing. And it's going to cost this country a lot of money too. To back some of many people back home, it's going to cost $1 billion to put people in jail. It's going to cost $1 billion. I don't know what Trump is about. Don't like immigrant because he's an immigrant. All his family coming here like immigrant, and then he hates immigrant. I don't know why. When he come, when his father come here, his mother come, all his wife is immigrant. I don't know what is that wrong with immigrants.
I understand. I'm very glad to hear that you are very familiar with this project. In order to select here, how do you feel about this project? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. And the last one is Kamala Harris. How do you feel about her?
She's my sister. She's my sister. She's a better qualified than everybody we used to have in her White House.
I understand.
She's
okay, so
more qualified. She was a lawyer. She's a judge. She's a prosecutor. She was a senator. She's the vice president, and she's going to be a president. She's more qualified than everybody.
Okay.
I know, since I've been in politics.
I understand. Okay, so do you feel very favorable with her, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank
those
you so much. For
is God send those people to deliberate this country from slaves? Because Trump say he's going to make America great again. No, he's going to turn America slave again and white again. That's his business. He's not going to turn America like white again and slave again. We're not going back that.
I understand. Okay, thank you so much for sharing that information. I really appreciate it. So, moving on with the survey, let me ask you, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve. 100% approve.
Okay. So, do you say strongly approve or strongly disapprove? Excuse me.
Same. Strongly approve.
Approve. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
He said God send those people to deliberate United States. From his
okay. Thank you so much for that information, for your answer. So the next question says, thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve? Strongly approve?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much. And the next question, if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you vote for?
I'm going to vote for Kamala.
Okay.
How is that received among Trump voters?
Thank you so much.
Well,
and if the election for United States Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie McCarthy Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you vote for?
I'm going to vote for Democrat.
Okay. The Democrat. Okay. Debbie McCarthy Powell. Okay. Thank you so much. And if the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Charlie Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Soto. I don't even know this Democrat you're talking about. I never hear his name.
Okay, I see. But it would be the Democrat candidate, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a qualified man. We need the... I like Democrats because most of Democrats elected, they are competent. They are very much qualified than Republicans. Republicans just need the people. They don't care if you qualify, if you're not. They just want a vote. But me, I've been in politics so long, I know what it means when you vote for somebody who's not qualified.
I know that, yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you so much for sharing that information. Okay, so the next question says, as you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled as Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. It says, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient healthcare provider. This amendment doesn't change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Let me ask you, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I'm not for one of them. I'm independent of this because nobody can, even God, can tell somebody to follow somebody's opinion. Those things,
I understand.
The opinion is not a act. It's that if they want to save lives, why don't they keep sell firearm? Because firearm don't do nothing, just killing. I'm not for abortion. I'm not poor abortion because it's not me, it's God.
I understand.
It's not anybody's business.
I see your point. Okay.
Don't kill.
Mm-hmm.
And then every day the government kill people by injection, by whatever, is killing.
Okay.
The baby, the gem is a gem. But when you kill somebody, is on your face all every day. You send your kids to the school and then they kill them. It's big difference.
Okay, I see your point. Okay, thank you so much for sharing that information. I already put it in my notes. So, moving on to survey. I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. I will try to read it as soon as possible. So listen to the two statements, please. And then I will ask you some questions. The first statement...
You can take my old time. You can send me a check.
Being honest with you, it's going to take 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Is okay for you?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much, Miss. Okay, so the first statement says, Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that caps the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Okay, that was the first statement about Darren Soto. The second statement is about Colonel Thomas Califox. I will read it as soon as possible. Please listen to this second statement. It says, Colonel Thomas Califox is an experienced business owner and a courageous military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califox will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califox will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million-dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Okay, so now let me ask you, if the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I will vote for Soto because I'm not just a business person. I don't trust them. It's a market for them. They want to elect to go to the government to be rich. They don't. For us, I'm a business person. I live in business. I know the trick.
I understand. Okay.
About Soto.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
They said this is the first part of insulin for elderly people or people who endure. Everything goes step by step. We can do everything. Even God, it takes 6 days to do all the work. Everything has a time. You have to negotiate. When you negotiate somebody, you take whatever you can get. And you keep hiding. I don't trust people who promise me. When people promise you they're going to do this, they're going to Republican, their job to make a promise in front of you, and when they get there, nothing. They don't do nothing. Look at them. They've been fight to get the Congress. Now they got it. They never passed anything.
I understand.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm here. And then
I understand.
On my own experience and political
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I'm really glad for share that experience. Thank you so much for letting me know your answer, Miss. So I already put it here. And let me ask you, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention right now? I will read. Okay. I will repeat it. Mm-hmm. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I will provide you some issues that appears here, and please let me know which do you think is most important. So the first one is promoting traditional values in a school, is the first one. The second one, tackling crime and improving public safety, that is the second one. The third one, protecting abortion rights. The next one, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. The next one, protecting Social Security and Medicare. The next one, securing our border. Next one.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Next one, ending the gun violence epidemic. The next one, bringing down rent prices. Okay, next one, making healthcare affordable for working families. The next one, lowering inflation and gas prices. Or making owning a home more affordable. And the next one, lowering grocery prices. And the last one, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. About all these issues that I provide you, what do you think are the most important?
The most important thing is a school. And school violence.
Okay.
Kids need to study. They take a kid for professor politics. Kids not in politics. When we send our children to school, we want them to learn, not focus on politics with my kids. I have many of grandchildren. But their life is, kids now, they don't know nothing because they come, there is a computer, is a phone, and the politics. And when you're talking about gas, we're talking about go switch saw. This is politics. I'm in the store every day. It's a waste money and food. If you go, if the government were looking for to turn down the gas, they should have inspected all the food. When you see how many ton of food go to the garbage instead to put the price down on, because they want to change everything in politics. It's not about food. We got food. We got ton of food. Every day you go in every market, all is food. It's not about food. It's not about gas. The government can do nothing about the price because people control them. It's not a government business. The government business is to investigate what those people are doing. The gas pump makes $1 trillion every quarter. It go to the government. The government don't have control in this stuff. The business person have the last do and everything. If I do my business, I pay my place, I buy stuff, I ask for the price I want.
Yeah,
but I
see your point.
Complain about the government. The government don't fix it. The government don't make a body. The government don't sell anything.
She was wrong.
What
yes,
the blame who got meant for that? I can understand. So many things you think.
Are you in?
People don't think everybody is dumb.
If you haven't been watching Doctor,
I completely understand.
Mm-hmm. It's not about it. No government has anything to do about the price.
All right.
Nothing. Everything,
yes.
Every time I hear that, as a business person, I say, my God, I've been doing business. I know how it works. They waste more food. More food they waste. Then turn the price down and people can eat. That's a government role to investigate, to control what the business people do. Not put everything in a government head. Government have to give you housing. How come you say housing can be turned, the price will turn down? If the government don't build housing for low class people, you have to compete with them. When they give them money, what they do? They take the money, they take the land, and then after they build, you can afford to rent one two-bedroom. You can buy a house. I'm in Florida. My kids just lost their house. We've been have for 20 years because
yes.
Too many walls, too many, you have to pay association fee, you have to pay this, you have every single day, you have a fine. Come on.
Yes, I understand. Okay, so let me ask you, in your own words, what do you think that is the next most important issue about all the issues that I provide you? You said that you provide me your answer, but now my question is, what is the next most important issue?
All that and much more right now on the Deep
Red. I say housing is one most important thing, because a big country like America, when I pass in the street, I see so many people lying in the tree. In a Walmart, I see people sleep in the bench.
Yes.
It's not America. And they tell you the rich country. If they give me money, I will put everybody in where I live. I will put a roof in their head.
Trump's running mate commented on the
okay, I understand. Okay, so we can select tackling crime and improving public safety, or protecting, well, securing our border, or ending the gun violence. Mm-hmm.
Border is politics. Since I'm 79 years old, I never no one time the border was safer. One time. The border is now, they need to secure the border. And why they don't do it? Because everything they not want to change that, because they want to keep it for politics. They can find something to talk about. I never hear
released a letter announcing their
they have a safety border.
Another 4 years.
And Trump says he's going to build a wall and Mexico going to pay for.
It goes on to
say, not Mexico. Mm-hmm. Mexico going to pay for. I never see Mexico pay for everything because the border always open.
Alternative, however, is simply.
I understand. Okay, so in your own words, ma'am, which will be the most important issue about all the issues that you explain me?
The most important The most important is the school needs to be a school, not in politics. The abortion should be for people, not for politicians who drive people crazy. We need to live our lives too. Too much politics. That makes people sick. Every 3 months, every 2 years, every you have a politics, you have an election. Too much.
Okay.
Too much for us.
I completely understand. Okay, thank you so much for sharing that information. So, well, now let me read you some reasons that people give for voting for a candidate for the United Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? So let me tell you the reasons. The first one says, Thomas Chalifoff will put an end to the border crisis that is filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policy. Do you think that is very convincing, this reason, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
The convention bumps before that because typically presidents
have been shown
at the convention, but wouldn't have been the border.
Okay.
The border, the Republican, is a politic for them. That's a fake. It's nothing true when people talking about Republicans. Nothing. It's fake. Everything they said is fake.
Okay.
I believe Kamala and because he's know the law, he's know what he can do. Let's have her come president, help her do the job to make America stable. Because now America, nobody can.
I understand. Okay, so if someone tell you this this reason, why, for example, if someone tell you, I will vote for Thomas Chalifoff for this reason, do you think that this reason is very convincing or it doesn't make any effect in you?
I will tell those people never vote for people who make a promise.
I understand. Okay, thank you so much for that information. Okay, the next reason says, Thomas Chalifoff is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Do you think that this reason is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or doesn't make any effect in you?
It doesn't make any sense because the things not happen on Biden is happening on Trump. Because you can tell me when Biden come in 2021, the infection was start at him. Because when Biden come, all the school was closed. Every restaurant was closed. They spent ton of money to help people get. Many people lost their lives because they didn't take care of people. They drive people crazy more because they don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. And then now they want to put everything in Biden. No, Biden fight to make this country the way it is now.
I understand.
And
okay.
A Republican cannot take advantage and play politics. People
all right. Okay. Thank you so much for that information. I will put it here in my notes. And let me ask you, if someone tells you that Thomas Chalifox will support the Trump-backed American First policies that prioritize American citizens, as a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalifox will make sure we take much better care of those who are who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. Do you think that is very convincing reason to vote for Thomas? Somewhat convincing, or doesn't make any effect in your vote?
No, he doesn't make any effect on my
okay.
vote, because
okay.
you know they never care for poor people. How long Republicans been in Florida? Florida is worse than ever. I used to come in Florida since maybe 40 years.
I understand.
Florida never been in the situation it is now. And then they make a promise. That's a promise. Politicians always make a promise. But it's
okay.
not true. They're not poor immigration thing. They're not. Because now they flip-flop.
Yes,
they want to,
I understand.
They want to let people, they turn upside down everything. And now they want to let them think they're going to be in your favor. It's not.
Okay.
That's a policy. That's a promise.
A new study is showing...
I see your point. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that information. Okay, so now that I provide you the reasons for Thomas Chalifox, now I will provide you the reasons for...
You always talk about Thomas Chalifox, somebody I don't know.
Okay.
I never hear his name.
California.
I don't know. Because I only think I know Republicans don't care for people. They don't
yes.
care for people. Because Trump already said what he's going to do at the beginning of this campaign. Now it's too late for him to change.
Okay. Well,
he can't change that because everything mm-hmm. is in the tape.
Yes, I understand. Okay, but now I will provide you three reasons about Soto. You said that you know Soto, right? So.
Yes.
Okay, so here are three reasons, so please tell me if are very convincing or doesn't make any effect in your vote. The first one about Soto says, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local enforcement, and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. How do you feel about this reason? Do you feel very convincing, or doesn't make any effect in your vote?
Listen, all those things is a lie, because the border, petrol, everything is not about Soto. It's about the governor. It's about the police person. How come Soto and Capitol Hill? No,
okay.
Every single thing. Why we pay the government, the commissioner, the sheriff, the police, everybody gets paid. What sort of has to need to do with that? Because
okay.
When they don't want to take guns off the street, how
okay.
Come we got a street secure when everybody, even in Florida, is worse? If you kill somebody in front of your house, you're not going to jail because he's not a person.
I completely understand.
Is a walk.
Okay.
Even when you kill a tree, is he got life?
I understand. Okay, so I will put that is not at all convincing. So doesn't make any effect, right, in your vote?
No.
Okay.
No.
So what about this one? Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Do you feel that is very convincing reason to vote for him?
Listen, how come you allow somebody to make a decision for you? When your life is your life, can I make decision for the government? What he do with his wife, his kid? Did I tell them what to do? Can I tell you what to do with your life?
National correspondent Dan Grossman explains
what your wife's life is, your children's life is. Nobody knows about that. Nobody
does.
We are human beings. We don't elect somebody. We pay them to do a work for us. And then they want to make us like slaves. Like you
are
a prison. For what? We pay them to do a job. They're not your boss. They can't decide what to do.
I understand. Okay. So
yourself to make your own decision, your doctor, your parents. That's it. Your life is your life. It's nobody's life.
I understand. Yes, okay, so I will put that doesn't make any effect, right, in your vote. Okay, so just let me provide you the last reason and let me know if it still doesn't make any effect in your vote. It's about Darren Soto, too. It says, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and and cut out of pocket costs for seniors. And he's working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. Do you feel very convincing or the same? It doesn't make any effect.
I'm very convincing.
Okay.
Because
for that reason, yes.
I am, I have so many prescription drugs.
Okay.
I'm a senior. But if I wasn't a senior, I could afford to pay that.
Okay.
But
I
if somebody wants to put those things down, this is America. Everybody should have a Medicaid. Not the agency, like an insurance company who have a table every corner. They put couple cans, couple bags, it's not a health care. This is a business care. The government give a lot of money, and what they do with that, they just do whatever they want. Who not really care? And many people could benefit. So they have to hire somebody, pay every day, and our help care. You taking me?
Okay. Yes, I completely understand. Okay. All right. I don't want to take a lot of time on your side. So let me ask you the last questions that I have here, and thank you so much for sharing that information. Okay. So now, now that you hear a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Charlie Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I say to you, it's going to be Soto.
Soto, okay.
100%.
Okay, 100%. Thank you so much. So the last question says, the last questions, okay? So now let me read some statement about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. It's the same dynamic. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate. Only some doubts, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? So here is the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive.
I already told you, they're not making any decision on anything. They cannot raise the gas. They cannot do nothing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It's a fake.
Okay.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. It's not the government business.
All right. So it doesn't make...
It's lying.
Okay, so it doesn't make any effect, right?
No.
Okay, so moving on with the next statement, it says, Charlie Fox called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Do you feel serious doubts about vote for him? Some doubts or not effect at all?
Not effect, because, you know, they've been tried many, many times to take Medicare out.
All right.
Trump tried many, many times.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. Okay, so I already put that doesn't make any effect. Moving on with the next statement.
I already say I don't care for Republicans. They lie too much.
Okay, I understand.
They can tell the truth. Now they try to flip-flop. It's not going to be working. Flip-flop is not working.
I completely understand. Okay, so the last four statements, the next one, it says, as chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Charlie Fox vote to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget, and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Do you feel serious doubts about vote for him, some doubts, or not effect at all?
I'm not voting for him for anything.
Okay.
Because they lie. You never say the people. How come now?
Okay. Okay, not effect, right?
It's okay. Too late.
Thank you so much for sharing that answer. I really appreciate it. Okay, the next one, it says, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policy that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can trust him with another term in Congress. Do you feel...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, Soto, not everybody who come here, me, you, everybody, because America is not a, is for everybody. Everybody come here as an immigrant. If you're not Indian, you're not going to America because it was Indian. America's country.
I understand.
Everybody
okay.
Here
so doesn't make
foreign.
Any effect, right?
No, because you're a foreign
okay.
country. How come you don't like somebody, you don't want somebody to come? And while your parents come, now look at everybody is a president, vice-president, things like that. Everybody
I completely understand.
Too. Everybody needs some chance to something to
jail. Today, a judge denied
I completely understand.
Not for, the, lead, the land is not for nobody. It's a
okay.
God land. Is that we can go anywhere we want
yes.
because God gives us the land for free.
Judge Kearney said she received two.
Why you have to appeal
I understand.
Letters was signed by someone with no.
That's because they don't
that's
trust in God. They don't mm-hmm. believe in God. They think they are God because they are millionaires.
Davis's life story.
Nobody is God
okay.
because we don't. We can do nothing. We can't make it.
Davis has
like, even if it's true, we can do nothing.
I completely understand, Miss. Okay, so just to let you know, we are 78% complete of the survey. So we are in the last questions. So just in order to continue, let me provide you the last two statements. And please tell me is... it makes effect, right? It's convincing or doesn't make any effect. The next statement says, mega landlord Thomas Charlie Fox went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts forcing a host of small claim suites. Do you feel... serious doubts, some doubts, or doesn't make any effect this week a vote for him?
No, because
okay.
they lie. They never do
okay.
nothing.
You know,
when Trump was has a tower down in New York, because I'm from New York,
okay.
he won't even apply somebody who's black.
Okay, I understand. Okay, so
how come now? Because the vice president
mm-hmm.
said he's going to build a million housing for people, and they try to flip flop. That's why I completely understand. That's why
okay.
I don't trust them. They never
thank you so much.
Program.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that information, Miss. So the last statement it says
oh,
Thomas Charlie Fox. Yes, it's the last one.
I don't have my dinner.
Okay, please allow me just 3 more minutes, and
no,
we are done.
I can. It's too late. I have my medicine. I have a medicine to take.
Okay, but it's the last question. I'm able to do it?
The last one? Just one?
Yes, it's the last statement. It says, Thomas Charlie Fox personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allow him to turn a profit by running for office. Do you feel serious doubts, some doubts, or doesn't make any of you?
Listen, if I have a business, I don't care to go to Congress. If I have $1 million to spend, I'm rich already. Why they go to Congress? To be rich. To be a billionaire.
Thanks again for joining us. Make it a great evening.
To be taking money from everywhere. People lobby them, they make money. That's why. I don't care for those people. If I have a business, I will prefer to take care of my business, my people, than go to Congress. It seems like the government before before St. Peace. He's a rich man. He owns
yes.
lots of healthcare company, Medicaid, pharmacies, and things. He went to Congress to be able to make